Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 340,729 views on Wednesday, 23rd of February 2022, our article of the day is Mark Langan. Mark William Langan, November 25, 1964, February 22, 2022, was an American singer-songwriter, author, and musician. First becoming prominent as the lead singer for early grunge band Screaming Trees, he was also known as a member of Queens of the Stone Age and the Gutter Twins. He released 12 solo studio albums, as well as 3 collaboration albums with Isabel Campbell and 2 with Duke Garwood. Langan was known for his baritone voice, which was described as being as scratchy as a 3-day beard yet as supple and pliable as moccasin leather. Langan began his musical career in 1984 as the frontman of the psychedelic band Screaming Trees, with whom he released 7 studio albums and 5 EPs before their disbandment in 2000. During his time in the band, he also started a solo career and released his first solo studio album, The Winding Sheet, in 1990. He subsequently released a further 10 solo albums, which received critical recognition, but only moderate commercial success. Following the end of Screaming Trees, he became a frequent collaborator of Queens of the Stone Age and featured on their albums Rated R, Songs for the Deaf, Lullabies to Paralyze, Era Vulgaris, and Like Clockwork. Langan also collaborated with various artists throughout his career. In the 1990s, he recorded an unreleased album of Lead Belly covers with Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, and joined Lane Staley of Alice in Chains and Mike McCready of Pearl Jam in the band Mad Season. He formed the alternative rock group The Gutter Twins with Greg Dulli of the Afghan Whigs in 2003. Between 2004 and 2011, he released 3 critically acclaimed albums of duets with Scottish singer Isabel Campbell of Belle and Sebastian. He also contributed to releases by Moby, Bomb the Bass, Soul Savers, Tin Arwen, The Twilight Singers, Manic Street Preachers, and Uncle, among others. Langan struggled with drug addiction and alcoholism throughout his life, but sustained sobriety for over a decade up until his death. Encouraged by his friend Anthony Bourdain, Langan released his first of 2 memoirs, Sing Backwards and Weep, in 2020, followed by Devil in a Coma, about his near-death experience with COVID-19, the following year. He died in 2022 at the age of 57. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:19 UTC on Thursday, the 24th of February 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Mark Langan. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.